Espejos de Aztlán.
A talk show about our communities.
Cultura, educación, política.
Salud, inmigración, historia.
When?
Mondays at 7 p.m.
Right after All Things Considered.
Espejos on KUNM 89.9.
Un programa
comprometido con nuestra comunidad. And this afternoon we are in Espejos de Aztlán with two special guests, and our topic today is who, when, and where is happening around the Obamacare or the healthcare reform, trying to answer easy questions, probably not so easy answers. My name is Cristina Bachín. Our telephone number is 277-5615. If you are outside the Albuquerque area, it's 888-277-5615. And I want to welcome Barbara Weber, Director of the Health Action New Mexico. Thank you for coming, Barbara.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Severin Hager from the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty.
Hi. Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you for coming and to be ready to answer these questions that probably are the questions that many listeners might have as well. In this Espejo show, we'll try to just help people about what can they expect about these news about the health system in the United States. And what inspired me to do this show, even though there are many shows going on around this topic, is that in the last Amy Goodman, one of the last Amy Goodman shows, one of the things was about that how little American people know about health system, healthcare system in the United States. So I guess that it's even more difficult to get the information with all these reform that I am confused as well. So can you tell me, first of all, what are the benefits? We are going to land in New Mexico. What are the benefits that New Mexicans can expect with this Obamacare that we are just beginning this October the 1st?
Christina, I think some of the most exciting benefits that we have is that because of the new health coverage options that are going to going into effect at the beginning of the year, and now the enrollment is open for. So there are two options. One is for the health insurance exchange, and that is an opportunity for people who are for families and individuals who are either underinsured or who not insured or who are underinsured through their coverage at their employers. So, for example, let's say you're paying more, almost 10% for your of your income for health coverage through your employer, you would be able to go to the exchange. So it's basically for people who are not insured or who are underinsured. So these two opportunities that New Mexico is affording us through expanded Medicaid for low-income adults and for the health insurance exchange as a way to get affordable income with financial assistance available for most people is so important for New Mexico. I have to say that I don't think there's any other state that will benefit as much as New Mexico will from the changes that we're about to embark on.
How many persons we are, more or less, in estimation of how many New Mexicans can be benefited by this system?
Well, we know that over 400,000 New Mexicans are going to have new coverage options. About 170,000 of those people are going to be newly eligible for Medicaid, which is no-cost comprehensive health insurance that's available through the Medicaid expansion. And I think it's reasonable to say that at least half of the people that are going to be newly eligible for health coverage are going to be Hispanic or Latino in New Mexico.
Especially considering that Hispanic people are among the most important percentage in low-income families, isn't it?
Well, they're also over half the population of the state. So by nature of just the sheer numbers, they're going to be very much impacted by the new law.
So let's have a short musical cut, and we'll go back with When and Where.
Oye, me dio una fiebre el otro día por causa de tu amor, Cristiana. Que fui a parar a enfermería sin yo tener seguro de cama.
And we are just listening to Billy Rubina and this song by Juan Luis Guerra, the Dominican musicians. With this topic today, that we are trying to make it friendly to our listeners about the health care and all the changes we are just beginning in New Mexico. And next question is, who are eligible for the benefits of this reform?
So starting with Medicaid, Medicaid is already available to certain groups of people in the state right now at certain income levels. The expansion covers adults up to what's 138% of the federal poverty level, and that translates to about $1,300 a month in income for a single adult, or $2,700 a month for a family of four. And with that comes comprehensive health insurance that includes transportation to the clinic, doctor's visits, prescriptions. And this is a part of New Mexico's new Medicaid program called Centennial Care. So it's got a lot of new options for people. And then for someone who's not eligible for Medicaid and didn't have an offer of insurance that was affordable from their employer, they could then go to the exchange. And people with incomes below 400% of the federal poverty level are eligible for financial assistance from the federal government on a monthly basis to afford health insurance. So they can go on the exchange, a new marketplace for healthcare, and purchase insurance. And so what that looks like, if your income is below 400% of the federal poverty level, that's about $3,800 a month for a single adult, or $7,800 for a family of four. And you get monthly help to afford private insurance.
Can you repeat this cost, please?
Oh, sure. So the cost, that is your income to be eligible for assistance. So with Medicaid, there's no cost. There's some very limited copays for some services. And then with the exchange, you know, it's going to depend on your income, where you live, what your cost is. But we know that, for instance, the average price of a silver plan on the exchange is about $275 a month. And that's without taking into account the tax credits that are available.
And I think there's another piece that we have to keep in mind, which is that before the beginning of next year, adults with pre-existing conditions were excluded from health insurance. So the new opportunity is that everyone gets coverage, whether you have some kind of illness or sickness in your family or some kind of condition. So that was a huge barrier before for a lot of people. And either they took catastrophic coverage just to give them some coverage but didn't use their coverage very much. So now everyone is going to have this opportunity to get health coverage no matter what your health history has been. With the potential exception of smoking, there is a little surcharge, which in New Mexico hasn't been too great. Could have been worse, but it's still a surcharge for people who use tobacco.
How about women?
Women for the first time are going to have the equal coverage as men without paying the greater price that they have in the past. So those are two changes that are really significant for people. And there's a limit on how much plans can charge you if you're an older adult. You can only be charged three times more than your youngest adult, whereas the average was more about like five times as much.
Older adult, how old is an older adult?
Well, that depends on your perspective. But for someone who's going into, yes. the coverage is available for people up to 65, so up to the age of 64. But if you're in your 60s, your late 50s, you're more likely to use coverage. So your costs were, like I say, it used to be about five times as much as a younger employee now, or a younger person. Now it's capped at three times as much.
And what happens with young adults?
With young adults, have got some great options that they never had before. They can stay on their parents' plan, and this has actually been in operation now for a while, until they're 26 years old. And that means even if they've been dropped from their parents' plan, maybe they went to college, they use a student plan, now they're out in the world without coverage, they can go back on their parents' plan until 26. So that's a great option. Student plans have been fortified if you happen to be in college through the demands of the Affordable Care Act. So you're having increased benefits for student coverage. You can now go on Medicaid if you are a student and you're within the poverty, within, not the poverty, but within the income guidelines. So, and then there's the exchange. So again, students have more and young adults have more options. There's also something called catastrophic coverage. And that means that you have some of the lowest premiums if you choose them as an adult. That's available to young adults up to the age of 30. But what's really great in that is it covers two primary care visits, preventative care visits a year. And all, again, throughout all of the new changes and all the new coverage, preventative services are free without any copays. And that's about 62 diagnostic procedures or screenings or whatever it is. And again, that's been a huge benefit that we've already enjoyed in Medicare and now will be applied to most plans. We're already starting to implement it, but now it goes to everyone.
We are going towards a near universal coverage, or still we need to fight for more?
Oh, we definitely have to fight for more. First of all, 75% of the people who are uninsured don't know that this new opportunity exists. So the need for lots of awareness, lots of sharing of information. For a lot of people, they may see it in the newspaper and think, you know, I haven't had coverage forever. My parents didn't have coverage, so this can't be for me. And we need to get that message out there strongly for them. Yes, this can be for you. This is for you. And what a great opportunity it is for you and your family.
I would just add that, you know, undocumented immigrants are still excluded from a lot of these reforms and have, you know, are not going to be able to take advantage of the exchange for themselves, certainly for eligible family members, and will not be eligible for Medicaid. So that's still a gap area.
A big gap still.
Yes.
For the United States. Still very difficult. I was just reading as it, I'm happy that finally we have gender equity in this topic, which was like, okay, we are coming on the 20th century first, still not the 21st. But with immigrants, it's still a big gap considering all the population we have in the United States. And I hope there are some other, you were saying, telling me before that there are some opportunities for them. Like what?
Right. So it would be important for undocumented immigrants to know that there is a program called Emergency Medical Services for Aliens, and it's a limited Medicaid program for people who would otherwise be eligible for Medicaid but are not because they are undocumented or not in eligible immigration status. And it covers emergency services. And you apply both with your medical facility and then add in an income support division office. And then, of course, ineligible immigrants would be able to apply at the exchange or an ISD office to enroll eligible family members, such as children or other family members, into health coverage for which they're eligible.
Let's have a short musical cut, and we'll be back about talking with our guest. This afternoon, we have Barbara Weber from the Health Action New Mexico and Severin Hager, New Mexico, from the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty, telling us the basic information we need about this the new healthcare system that we can call Obamacare, as usually is called.
Yeah. listening to a radio station last night. A shrink, Dr. Luis, was giving counsel on the line.
I dialed 305-594-1185.
Hey, Doc, calling about a Latin girl I met in a website.
She tastes to me like a honeycomb. Tiene la llave de mi corazón.
So we are on Espejos de Slam. This show is brought to you by the Raices Collective. My name is Cristina Bachin, and we are talking about the Obamacare, in one way of calling it, or the Affordable Care Act, ACA, as is more officially called. And let's talk next. When is the time to apply? When is the time to try to work on this topic? If you are a listener there thinking or wondering, what can you do if you can do it? Well, we have this Spanish saying that no dejes para mañana lo que puedes hacer hoy. Don't delay this for tomorrow. Just do it today. And this today is when?
It is now. The enrollment period for both programs started October 1st. However, I want to give a note of caution to the public, and that is we are doing something that has never been done before, especially in the technological tech scope that it was done in all the computer systems that are set up. So both at the state level for Medicaid and also for the health insurance exchange, except for employees, I'd say I would give it another 2 weeks. We want you to get ready. You can go set up your accounts, but you may find yourself kicked out if you try to go too much further. That shouldn't be a problem for more than a couple of weeks. But we do want people to know that if you're thinking about being part of the exchange or don't know if you'll be and you'll be Medicaid, you know, thinking about Medicaid eligibility, I would do it sooner than later for a number of reasons. Once, we want to get you covered, and you have to be covered by December 15th. Enrolled by 15th to start your coverage on January 1st. The other is that it could be that you think that you might be eligible for the new Medicaid program, and then it's determined after 45 days you're not. Then you would go to the exchange, and after the 31st, the exchange is closed. So we don't want you to get in that situation because it won't open back up until the next October.
Yeah, so if you don't get all your job done now, you might be uninsured again for almost 1 year. That's the risk.
For six months, but still, we want you covered.
Yeah.
as soon as possible. The other is that for Native Americans, you can actually enroll at any period for the exchange, and of course for Medicaid. There'll be designated periods on an ongoing rolling basis every month. So Native Americans can get enrolled in either program.
Native Americans, they have more benefits or different benefits from the other population?
I wouldn't say they have other benefits, but because of our trust agreements with the tribes federally, we've agreed to provide them with health care. Most Native Americans, or many Native Americans, are not covered with insurance. They're covered in the sense they have access to the Indian Health Service, but that is not health coverage. So that is access to basically a primary care system that will be enhanced if they are able to enroll in either Medicaid or the exchange.
Where have they to go? Where do we have a place? Do we have websites? Do we have telephone lines to begin to get this information clearly?
So there are a lot of different options for enrolling. For Medicaid, people can start at their local income support division office. People can apply online at the hsd.state.nm.us website. There's a link to a Yes New Mexico online application program where you can apply not just for Medicaid, but also for any other public benefit. And then if you ended up being eligible for Medicaid, your information is sent over to the exchange, or not being eligible for Medicaid, your information is sent to the exchange. There's also a telephone hotline for the Medicaid expansion. It's 1-855-637-6574. For the exchange, people can visit the website bewellnm.com. They can call, which will take you to the healthcare.gov website where you can enroll. You can call their hotline, 1-855-99-NMHIX. And you can also visit in-person healthcare guides that are going to be available or are available at clinics and agencies around the state. And so, of course, you could also become enrolled through an income support division office on the exchange.
And also, if you're a small business owner, that portion of the program is set up and raring to go in New Mexico. They've already enrolled, signed up, I'm told, 428 businesses of this morning, 800 employees. So, again, that's a new option for small businesses to also get financial assistance and also be able to cover their employees in an affordable way. So that's something that in New Mexico we were able to get up and running very quickly, as opposed to individuals. That's going to be a kind of a process we work out with the federal government in helping people on the individual market get enrolled.
And you also have in your website in a toolkit.
Yes, both of our websites have toolkits. We're actually three partners, and you should know that Health Action New Mexico, the Center for Law and Poverty, and the Southwest Women's Law Center all work closely together. And we also work together with YDI, the Youth Development Agency, and we hold learning events throughout the city at all times. So check our websites to see where they are. And what's exciting about those websites or those learning events is that we always have people there who are able to enroll people for Medicaid in kind of an advanced way. So you can get enrolled for at the event for family planning, which is available for both men and women. And then you don't have to do another enrollment for Medicaid. You will be processed on January 1st as being part of the new Medicaid program. So that's an exciting option we have in New Mexico.
Yes, and we'll publish it as well in our website, on KUNM website, underneath the announcement of this show, and also on Facebook page on KUNM Radio, so for our listeners to take notes about these websites. So thank you so much, Barbara and Severin, for coming this afternoon on our Espejos Estlan show, and I hope I'll have you again probably very soon, because on Espejos Estlan, healthcare is really one of our priorities to give information to our audience.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.